All right, 7:53 on this Tuesday, August 11th. Roger, always excited to work with our friends at Oaklawn.
Yep.
And, of course, you know, Oaklawn Sports, they're in partnership with FanDuel. That's available in Arkansas. And remember, baseball fans, this is Dinger Tuesday. Dinger Tuesday. You can choose your reward every Tuesday to use on home run bets. You can option one. You can do the bet reset. You can use this on your wager. You'll get refunded in bonus bets if your bet loses. Option two, a 50% profit boost. Make your bet, activate the profit boost, and if it hits, that's extra winnings at no extra cost. So you make your choice, and the reward will be ready to use on your next home run bet. So the main thing is that our friends at Oaklawn love their relationship with FanDuel. It's FanDuel.com/Arkansas. If you haven't gone online and gotten registered, get that, because football season's getting ready to get cranked up, Rod.
Yeah,
so,
man.
Yeah, and so, you, again, play ball with the home for home runs on FanDuel. It's official partner of the Major League Baseball organization. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. Call 1-800-GAMBLER if you're having a problem with gambling. But, yeah, I do want to say thank you. We got to get Zach up here. I know Zach goes deep dive with Justin and them. We don't do that on our show.
Are you doing any more picks this year?
I don't know. It depends on what Oakland Sports powered by FanDuel says.
Well, I know what FanDuel has it, but you still.
I don't know. I was so bad last year, maybe they don't want me back.
Listen, you led the nation.
Well, I did.
In percentage,
two years ago.
Yeah,
you know, I had an off year, they got rid of me. I don't know. Maybe they're bringing the girls in. I don't know. Maybe they're bringing Ebony and Heather. I don't know. Matt Curtado joins us. I think we got Justin. Good morning, Mac. How are you?
Good morning. How are y'all?
Doing good. From Tito's Handmade Vodka. See if Justin is it. Perfect timing.
Perfect.
For Justin as we introduce the Tito's rep. Justin, are you there?
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Hey, buddy, how are you?
Good morning.
I'm good now. I've been fighting with this towel line.
Oh, have you?
Sorry. I've only been texting you for a half hour.
I know it's not. No, you're not. I see it at 7:40. Did you finally get it figured out?
It will for now.
Yeah.
So, Mac, good morning.
Yeah, Mac has been a partner with the Buzz for many things. You've sponsored the golf tournament for I don't know how many years, and
we're going on. This is our fifth year.
Yeah,
it seems like a long. Yeah, there's nothing that you do not join in on with us, and we appreciate that.
We really try to. You know, that's one of the great things about my company is obviously I have a really fun job. I get to sell Tito's and Lalo vodka, you know, Lalo's tequila. So it's the best job in the world, but it's so fulfilling because I do get to give back to the community. I get to give back to, you know, nonprofits. We get to help Justin out with, you know, his Satan event, which is always amazing.
For sure.
So we really do, you know, that is the best part about my job is being able to give back and actually get that fulfillment.
And make sure you get on that mic too when you go. So the other news that we wanted to bring up is that you guys are an official part of the Razorbacks.
We are proud sponsors of the Razorbacks starting this year. Yes.
So check this out, Roger and Justin. You now will have your product in the stadium.
That is correct.
In the Razorback Stadium.
Yes, sir. In Razorback Stadium, we will have 20 available touch points where you'll be able to get a pre-mixed Tito's cocktail. So anywhere that you were previously able to get Tito's cocktail or mixed cocktails, you'll be able to get Tito's cocktails now. So,
do you remember when there was no drinking in the stadium? You know,
I remember that.
That long ago.
No, it wasn't. No, you had to bring in you see flasks and other things, but now you can't get it straight.
It's going to be a pre-mixed cocktail, and that's just for consumption reasons. You know, you need to enjoy it responsibly. That's always the biggest thing. But we'll be available. We're super excited. We're excited to be the vodka for hog people for sure. So
there's no limits on how many you can buy at a station.
I think you can probably buy one per person, maybe two. Whatever their standard rules are for beer.
I'm sure you have to keep making trips back. I don't know how it works. I don't know how it works, but you know that was something that you never thought you would see. And now do more than football too, right?
So yeah, we'll be available for basketball and baseball also. So super excited about the partnership and looking forward to a long-standing one.
Well, again, the Razorback athletics program is trying to find ways to make money.
Yeah.
It's what you got to do. I think this will be very popular.
I hope so.
Now, listen. Now, if we don't play well, it will be beyond popular.
Well, then you have something
It'll
to
be
help.
Real popular.
What would you say, Mac? And then
you have something to help you.
Yeah, you do. Wow.
We're there that's for the good and the bad. That's the good thing.
All right, Mac's going to hang out with us a little bit longer. Justin, obviously, with us today. And also, glad to be... having Chuck Gatlin coming up a little bit later. And we've got money to give away for Family Feud.
$50 gift card thanks to Family Market Stores.
Yeah, I got to play a little Family Feud thanks to Southern Bank. Razorback still trying to find their starting three at receiver. Still trying to sort of find out what they need to have on defensive line. They've got most of it set on defensive line, but still trying to plug in the right names. I've been having fun talking about your childhood favorite Razorback. We'll find out what Justin's is. I think I know what it's going to be when we come back. 8 o'clock.
Live from the Oakland Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
All right. It is Tuesday, August 11th, 8:06. Glad you're with us. Morning Mayhem, fully assembled, rather. I'm David Basil. That's Roger Scott beside me. Christian Weaver producing, Justin Moore out at Moore Mountain in Poen. And Matt Cortado joins us from Tito's Handmade Vodka. And we mentioned you were involved too, Mac, with St. Jude, Justin's St. Jude tournament. That sucker raised, you know, Justin raised $700,000. That's a massive number.
He does such a great job out there. It's an amazing event. Him and his team do everything right. I mean, that's why they're able to raise so much. They keep raising year after year. So
that's a lot.
Can't wait to see where it goes.
And as I mentioned, not only you do the Buzz Golf tournaments, which we really appreciate. Yeah, Ballantyne has to sample all
Shout
the product.
Out. Yeah, exactly.
You know, before you also a sponsor of the Brewers Award.
We are. Yeah,
yeah. We are very appreciative of that. Obviously, that organization that award's been around 31 years. Yeah. We're talking about maybe some Touchdown Club working together with that, and that by the way is announced Thursday. As always, I'm going down to the wire with, you know, can I get it done? You know, can I announce it? It's like, no, can I just get to Thursday? Where's my graphic guy's gone ghost on me? It's like, where you at, man? I got to get my graphics done.
No.
It's always something. It's always something. But anyway, it's going to be a fun week this week when we find out who's coming to Little Rock on Mondays. I think everybody will be excited. There's some former Razorbacks that I think everybody's going to be excited about. There's some big name Super Bowl winning Heisman Trophy guys, all kind of champions that we'll have in here. And we're looking forward to doing it. We'll do that on Thursday. Razorback football continues. Speaking of you guys being a sponsor, Justin, I got a chance to go up there and watch them on day number one. I think today's day number six. I think they may be in full pads today.
Full pads today.
Yeah, they went shoulder pads and helmet. Sort of changes things. Once you go full pads, it's sort of a different animal. And it's hard, you know, I always say that coaches say everybody looks like an All-American in shorts. And that's basically what it is. And you got a lot of guys, you'll maybe see some guys step up, you know, maybe a little bit more than what you can tell. Because nobody can tell anything right now. Everybody's up there covering that and writing stuff. You know, did they drop a ball? Are they running
People
hard?
People are marveling at the – wait a minute, that's something else.
Yeah, so anyway, we'll ask, by the way, too, we found out that Tito's, there's a Mr. Tito.
Yes,
Tito. And Mr. Beverage. Tito, much to the chagrin of Justin Moore when he finds out, is a Texas Longhorn.
He is a Texas Longhorn.
Yeah, and so the same kind of relationship.
Gross.
The same kind of relationship that you guys are doing with Arkansas, you guys are doing with Texas, Miami, some other colleges as well, right?
Yeah, we've got a few out there.
Yeah, well, again, it's a very popular college football. It's the most popular sport in America after the NFL.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so it's a wise move.
We have thirsty fans out there. We're trying to help.
You do. And so anyway, I understand Texas being a big deal for obviously that being the first one. But I did want to ask, we were talking about the heroes that we had growing up. Justin, I think you've told us before, going back as young as you can remember, what is the first Razorback name, football name that comes to mind when you were a kid to go, hey, man, I, you know, you told your dad, I want to see that guy. Can we go watch that guy play? Who was it back in the day?
First.
Because you're 42 now, 43. What are you?
Yeah, 42. The first player that was big to me was Madre Hill.
Yeah. We had somebody mention.
He was from Malvern.
Yeah, yeah.
He was highly regarded, you know, so he was from 10 minutes down the road. And you know,
great
when
play,
he came
great
in
player.
Was it his freshman year that was so good?
I think he may be right
before he got hurt.
Yeah,
maybe freshman sophomore, something like
both
that.
Both those years were good. Yeah.
Yeah, and so yeah, that was always really cool because he was, you know, more or less from the same town ish.
Yeah.
And he was, you know, he was the big deal. We had just come into the SEC.
Yeah.
I remember us playing in the Southwest Conference, but it's vague. You know, I was probably
too young.
5 or 6, 7 years old, something like that. But I remember going, my dad took me to the last Southwest Conference game. I want to say it was against Rice.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah, I think it was against Rice, but yeah. So but yeah, that would have been the first big name.
Yeah,
and
so,
then obviously a lot of favors after that.
Yeah, but no, he was, we don't really talk about Madre as much as we should. I think if I'm not mistaken, that's the year we go to the SEC championship where he tore the ACL and Danny, I think, left him in or whatever. I want to say he was first team all SEC. I want to say he had that.
I think that's right. I mean, he had, look, I'm not going to say he would have been D-Mac, but he was a really special player for those out there that don't remember. I mean, he got the same kind of talk at that point that D-Mac got, which D-Mac obviously deserved. But he, I mean, he was that. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, you guys, but I mean, he was kind of spoken in the same vein as, like, you know, a D-Mac before he got, you know, hurt. Well, is that not right?
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, I think he set the record for most touchdowns in a game. That one of those, I think he had 5 touchdowns.
Yeah, I don't remember.
No, I think he was.
I know that when he was in elementary school, I believe, they literally made a rule. Like they called it the Madre rule. Like if kids were so dominant, like I don't remember the rule specifically, but he was so dominating as a, I don't know, 10-year-old or whatever, that they had to make a rule for the league.
I think I remember about that. Someone says here, I love this from the 870 on our Middleton Heat and Air text line. Favorite childhood Razorback, James Shebest. That was when I was 8 or 9 years old. Met him as he walked out of the Brule Center after practice. This is what I love. He went back in and got one of his number 25 practice jerseys for me. What a great memory.
Oh, that's cool.
That is. How cool is that?
It's gold.
Yeah.
It's really cool. I also really, really liked from that same team. So Lonnie would have been the quarterback.
Oh, yeah. You bet. You bet. He's been mentioned a couple times. Yeah.
And always liked, probably because we're about the same size, always liked J.J. Matters. Plus that ridiculous catch against Alabama, which that was Lonnie.
Yeah.
Two Matters.
Oh, no. He was big. That was big.
Yeah.
Then someone said Madre Rule was once he scored 4 touchdowns in a game. I think, let's see, what does it say here? He couldn't score anymore.
Okay. Yeah. I knew it was. I knew it was something, and I knew our fans would know right away. That's crazy. That's like the men's league softball deal. You can only hit like 2 home runs before it becomes an out.
Chuck Monan's son Nathan said Madre averaged for the Razorbacks 115 yards per game and 15 touchdowns in 12 games. So that was probably the year he was all SEC.
Yeah, he was really, really good.
Here's another one. Gary Anderson, Billy Ray Smith. Here's one. Fearless Tony Bua. Let's see here.
He was fun.
Ron Calcagni, good dude. He's my best friend's hero. Ron was a guest at my wedding, and my buddy got to meet him there. Had him sign the Sports Illustrated with Ron on the cover. Maybe the most signed Sports Illustrated cover ever. One of the coolest. It had Lou Holtz, and it had Ron Calcagni, and was it Cowan's the other one? No, or was it Roland Sells, Roger? Who was the running back on there with Cal Cagney? That was the start of the 78 season after they had upset Oklahoma in the Orange Bowl. Mac, where did you grow up? What college did you grow up sort of watching?
Well, we moved here when I was 3 from Texas.
Okay,
so I have a little bit of a Texas early fanhood.
What about Arkansas?
Good to talk to you, Mac. Take care, brother.
Do you have anybody from Arkansas that you remember?
I do. Like, I'm about Justin's age, so Madre Hill would have been person, though.
Yeah, Lonnie was a star. You know, he was a star. He was a great quarterback, and, you know, there were some good teams and some bad teams, and we just got into the league and had that terrible start with Jack Crow, so, you know, that's understandable. Yeah.
Cowans.
Who was it? Was Cowans on there? Okay. Somebody said, G. Marsh says, growing up, it was James Rouse. You know, James Rouse was at Parkview, and he was a freshman when I was a senior. I knew he was going to be being a great player. But what started this, Justin, one of the reasons we started this is that I've got a lot of comments from but, you know, with Billy Ray Smith Jr. passing last week, a lot of comments about he was my first childhood hero. And, you know, we were talking about how the game has changed now where, you know, you don't get these guys 3 or 4 years anymore. You know, you get a few of them, not many, like Quincy Rhodes is one that will be there his entire career, but most of them not. And most of them don't come in, you know, they don't have a love for Arkansas. They don't have a passion for, you know, now they're going to play hard now once they get here, but that's not why they're coming here to represent. For me, you know, back in my day, I was proud to wear the hog and represent, you know, everywhere I went and how I played. And I knew when I went on the road, when I walked out there, I was representing our state. I don't know if you get that now. Now, Arkansas kids, you might. I can't even think of how many Arkansas. We got the receiver, C.J. Brown, who will probably is one of our starters at receiver.
Antonio Jordan from Warren.
Antonio Jordan will get a lot of reps this year. You got Quincy Rose Jr.
Yeah.
You got some freshmen that may get some time on the defensive line. And then you got Simmons. You got Wyatt Simmons, whose dad was
Charlie Collins still here?
He is. He's light. He's 6'5", 230 at defensive end. He's got to get bigger. But so you've got some guys that are here that are that way, but it's just not like it used to be.
Nope.
Todd Sellers says he grew up because of being a Conway kid. Tim Horton and Greg Lasker.
Yeah, Greg Lasker was goes on to win a Super Bowl. Yeah, here's one that said Jimmy Walker was one of my favorite. No, number 53 was one of my favorites. You know what, Justin? I did get a few. A few have said that old 53 team captain 1985 was their guy. So I can remember too. You want to hear something crazy? I can remember being at War Memorial more for whatever than Fayetteville. Maybe because we played probably more games there, Roger, but. I can remember seeing kids that would get over by the edge where we would be doing our warm-ups and just to watch. And I remember being 21, 22, thinking, look at those young kids out watching. They just want to see what's going on. Yeah. And we're like the pro team here. And so that's why.
Well, it's great that you had that awareness. Of knowing all that's going on.
Yeah, yeah. I'm very blessed to have been in the moment there. Someone says here, Steve Little, my grandfather remodeled his house in Maumelle, got to play catch in his backyard, and huge sign photo of a 67-yard field goal. Great day for a 7-year-old. Yeah, boy, those were great. Listen, we used to have All-American kickers every year. Now, we do say, listen, we have mentioned Cam Little.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is now, there are some kids that love Cam Little. He's gone on to the pros to... He kicked the 70-yarder in exhibition, kicked the, 68-yarder. That's the record now officially. So he's one of the ones. And, well, you know, we've been talking, Justin, we really, after the Houston Nutt, Bobby Petrino era, you know, we went from Bielema, Chad Morris, Pittman, and now Silverfield. We just have had a 15-year run where you haven't had a lot of success. Had one good season. We mentioned the year, there might be a kid that remembers K.J. Jefferson and his 1 or 2 years.
Yeah,
K.J.
Sure.
Jefferson put up some... Darn good numbers, you know.
Isn't he a record holder?
The 1 year.
But yeah, Burks.
Oh,
yeah, you're right.
KJ holds like most every quarterback record which have. Is
yeah.
sad.
Yeah, check that out to see.
No, I mean, you know, it really I know, is I know, when you think
left,
about it.
That he left after he was a record. See if Tyler Wilson still, how many records that Tyler Wilson and Ryan Mallett have versus KJ. But when KJ was here, if you're a 7-year-old kid, and then Treylon Burks, you mentioned him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just don't have a lot of those. 661-1037. Devin says, zero chance anybody seriously saying 53 was theirs. Oh, sorry, my friend, Devin. If I have to show you the text, they will. You know what? I led the team in tackles. Nobody wants to give me any credit. Devin, that's fine, Devin. You don't have to. I've got my friends. I've got my supporters.
Yes,
I've got Tito's in my corner.
That's right. Huh? Devin, stop it.
Someone says 53 played hard every play. And he was quick. Thank you. Enough of me. We're not going to Tony Cherico, Tyler Wilson. You guys just triggered a memory for me. When Roger used to do an impersonation of Madre Hill and Daryl Teeter. Do you remember that, Roger? Did Mr. Teeter? Because Teeter was in Malvern.
Yep.
Yeah, it was.
That? You don't remember that?
Mm-mm.
Remember Daryl?
Teeter the Cheater. He cheats for less.
Yes. Yes. That was a
He did speak with.
That was a monster. He had a monster business.
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
Is it still?
Well, he spoke. He was a spokesperson for him, I think. Wasn't
he? Well, he might have done that before they.
Sure.
Seems like it was, and I think it was probably the Malvern connection. I'm sure.
Teeter the Cheater. That was the same.
Cheats for less.
Yeah. Cheats for less. Yeah. Yeah. So, I never even knew what that meant, but I remember that growing up.
Yes. Yeah. Christian.
For career, KJ Jefferson owns the passing yards and the passing touchdowns.
Okay.
He owns both of those awards. Okay. Now, single season, single games, that's Ryan Mallett and Tyler Wilson.
You mean he has more passing yards than Mallett?
Yes.
Wow.
I think he played an extra Tyler year. Wilson.
How many years? Oh, that's true, because Mallett only played 2 years.
Yeah.
And so did Wilson. That's the difference. Yeah. He got 3 years of passing. Now, let me tell you, Justin, somebody brought up a great point. Who's our coach over at South Carolina now? It used to be the coach for KJ. We mentioned this earlier.
Kendall Bryles
is in South Carolina now with that big old stud quarterback over there, which that's all we need to see is him come in and have 400 yards of total offense against us.
I do look forward to watching North Carolina this year just to see how those two guys get along.
Petrino and Belichick.
I do. It just intrigues me.
Apparently, so far, they're getting along fine.
So far.
Madre Hill had six touchdowns against South Carolina.
I thought it. So that's got to be the record in one game.
It is.
Yeah, I was about to say, I thought he had six. Wow. Six. Now, listen, I remember watching him at Malvern in the state championship game.
I think he ran 200. Lake Hamilton, yeah.
Yeah, I think he ran it. Maybe it was Lake Hamilton in the state championship, Roger.
I think I went to either Lake Hamilton or a Malvern game, one of the two. For some reason, I remember peering over a fan.
Oh, Randy Allison said, Freddie Douglas, my hometown McGee boy, who was number 84, played back in the late 60s and 70s.
I actually know Freddie Douglas.
Do you really?
I really do.
Well, that's a small world.
KJ Jefferson has the most yards of a Razorback ever.
Total yards?
Total yards.
Yeah. Well, he's got 3 years, right? That's the difference.
Yeah, and he ran. He also has the most touchdowns of a Razorback ever.
Yeah, listen, those offenses were productive, man. Those offenses were productive. Now, only
until you got in the low red zone.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty much.
Jessica Ford said the first Razorback I ever fell in love with was David Basil. Yeah, that better be the answer. We're visiting with Matt Curtado, who is with
the... What was the last one?
Shut up. With Tito's M.A. Vodka. Congratulations to Tito's that they are the official... Now, would you say you're the official spirit?
We are a proud sponsor.
You're just a proud sponsor, so that you're not really identifying yourself in it. But you're the only spirit right there, right?
I'm aware of. We're the only one that is a proud sponsor of.
Yeah.
I guess you have Neutral. That's a seltzer made with vodka, but not quite the same.
Yeah, somebody asked, do you guys sponsor tours like Justin's tour? And you said you do not.
We do not.
It's good because we're working on milk. For Justin's tour sponsor, that's what we're going to do. Milk will make you strong. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be part of the show today. Someone says, I saw a clip today about rating the best backs from the 2000s in the SEC. McFadden was the clear winner, best back I've ever seen. You know, it's really interesting. I've seen a lot of comparisons. Sure. Whoever it was, Sports Illustrated, the other day put McFadden ahead of Reggie Bush. As a running back of this century.
It was ESPN.
And listen, Reggie Bush had an amazing Heisman year, the year he won.
Yeah.
But they Kardashian. And neither Reggie
or... Yeah, but I mean, think about it. If you're gonna take a just pure running back, it'd be McFadden all day long.
Yeah, I think he was more physical.
They're easily the best two backs of the 2000s.
There's no question. Yeah.
I always think of Reggie Bush as not just a running back, though. I think of him more as a receiving slot guy.
Well, he could do it all, man. They were dominant. That USC team was dominant. What's the big guy from
Wendell
Alabama?
White.
And him too. What about the big guy from Alabama? Where does he rank?
Sean Alexander?
No, the big one that's just recent.
Derrick Henry. Yeah.
Henry?
Where does Henry rank?
In the SEC?
In the 21st century. Or in the SEC.
Oh, okay.
Is he ahead of McFadden?
I don't know. He did win the Heisman.
He's got more yards and more touchdowns, I think, McFadden. Is he a more? He's not a more fun. He wasn't a more fun running back to watch. He was giant. He's 6 foot four.
I think Christian McCaffrey probably should have won the year that Henry won.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just asking: is there anybody? You know, when you talk about the greatest running backs, you look at the list and you usually see, you know, Herschel's number. Yeah, you know, well, talk about college because you had Earl Campbell and Tony Dorsett, OJ for the pros, but in college you see. You know, usually, Jim Brown, start with Jim Brown probably. And then you go Herschel Walker, you put Bo Jackson in there. And McFadden is right there in that conversation, not far down.
I think they were all doing that. I think they were doing jersey numbers, I think.
Maybe that's what it was?
I think five.
Maybe that's what it was, Roger, five. But still, that was heads up against Reggie Bush.
It was fantastic that he got it. Very surprised
I thought it would be Bush, too. I thought they would go with Bush. It's because he's West Coast guy. He wins the Heisman. All these guys were saying won the Heisman, McFadden didn't. McFadden should have won it.
Yeah, should have.
It should have won it.
Should have won it.
Doing a thank
you. Screw job.
Yeah.
It really was.
He should have it. I do want to thank Tito's again for sponsoring our fall golf tournament and our spring golf tournament. Yeah. I think, were you there?
Sponsoring everything.
Yeah, was Tito's the sponsor when Pat had had fun?
I think that was one of the beginning.
We used to have a hole, Justin. Justin used to play at the tournament. Tito's hole. Where you would hand out samples, and I think it was not a good idea
for Pat Bradley
to be at that.
Ralph remembers.
Of course,
we all remember hole number ten.
You guys endorse drinking responsibly.
That's right.
What you do?
Of course you do.
661-1037
Tito's was not involved the day that Randy Rainwater and Pat Bradley went shirtless. And we're wrestling around out what was that? That was the Living for Life that we did. Yeah.
I got a few minutes left before we had to say goodbye to Mac. I was going to ask real quick. There was a study out today. Is the youngest sibling still the most spoiled? Still considered the most spoiled?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Is that right? Justin Moore and I are only children, so we'd have to ask. Is that the way that works? Is always Roger? Do you consider? Because you were the youngest, right?
No.
Oh, you're second youngest, right? Second youngest. So do you consider, who was the youngest in your family, right?
Michael.
Was Michael the most spoiled?
I could probably in some regard.
Is there a reason?
And he probably earned it. Yeah.
So it's for some reason that, of course, Justin, you've got four kids, so you can see pretty quickly.
Meredith is most spoiled of my kids, being a girl as well.
Being the girl, too, that makes the difference.
Is she the youngest?
Yes.
Yeah, she's the youngest, too.
Yeah.
Is for your four kids, who's the most spoiled of your four?
South, the youngest.
Yeah.
Yeah, by far.
And then you took, by the way, you took South.
And by everybody.
How was your trip with South? You took him on the tour with you or on a trip?
Yeah, it was good, man. I couldn't tell you really the last time I was on the road and he didn't come, but it was good, man. We went and I don't remember if I talked about it on the radio or not, but we went to a Braves game at Truist. First time we'd been there. It was awesome. Got to see them win a game against a bad Marlins team, but it was fun. Then we were on the road for a few days.
By the way, Rick Schaefer was in heaven this weekend with Dale Murphy and Fred McGriff.
You could see it in the
photos. Could look at the cameras on there, 100%. The Zoom cameras, and he and Randy 100%. Were just in heaven, man.
So was this
what was it?
It was a baseball weekend in Hot Springs with Dale Murphy.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Who else was it? Roger. It was
McGriff,
Hrabowski, Bill Lee, Jack Morris. Yeah. Mac, great to see you, man.
Thank you, Mac.
Congratulations on being in the fold, the Razorback fold. And what? Not only football, all the sports.
All sports.
So will we see Tito's at every stadium?
Yeah, we'll be at football, basketball, baseball. We'll be available.
What about soccer? Listen, soccer needs drinks, too.
They do.
All right, well, congratulations. Congratulations.
That's a T-shirt.
Thanks to Tito's M.A. Vodka. Mac, thanks for your leadership. We appreciate you. Yeah, we'll be seeing you throughout the year.
That's right.
I might have that to sneak out of the press box to go down and sample.
Please do.
To give a report.
Oh, please, because I want the post game to be so much better. Please do. Mac, look him up.
All right, don't go away. 8:30.